Welcome to Evolve, Mastery for Leading a New World. I am your host, Yvette Bethel, and I thank you for joining me. Many of us use the word networking as a catch-all term that refers to creating connections that support our perceived needs. Our needs can be social in nature or career-based, whatever the source of the need. Some leaders approach networking in a broad-based, general way. These leaders take an unplanned approach to networking, arbitrarily building networks that can be made stronger with thought and focused effort. A more targeted approach can benefit you and the people around you. Here are five networking strategies you can consider to help you build your career. Strategy number one is to build an operational network. This is a network that supports your productivity and the effectiveness of your team. This type of network is very useful when you are in your own business or working for an employer. The reason for the existence of this type of network is to provide the resources you need to help you achieve your desired results. Operational networks can bring about increased sales capacity, improved customer service, and enhanced results. Strategy number two is to build a power network. These networks exist when office politics is allowed to penetrate the culture. There are persons who design their networks with the specific aim of building a power base. For example, some people build a network designed to position themselves for a role of power in the future. Others build a power network with the intention of strengthening and maintaining their existing power base. Both types skillfully cultivate their connections so they can elevate themselves in the power hierarchy. From a constructive perspective, power can be used to empower the team. Strategy number three is to build a self-development network. This is a network that exists specifically for your personal and career evolution. It empowers you with these types of opportunities, so you don't have to rely exclusively on your employer to invest in you. Before building your developmental network, create a plan for your growth. While developmental plans typically focus on academic pursuits, they can be expanded to include mentors, peers, professional networks, and alliances with persons who possess specialized knowledge. Cultivation of this type of network is especially useful when you are seeking a change in career or a promotion. Strategy number four refers to a future-focused network strategy. This is an approach to networking from a purpose-driven perspective, creating a networking plan for the present and the future. Building a master plan presupposes the existence of a holistic plan built on both your personal and career goals and objectives. One of the dynamics found in this type of network is that people you network with can change as your needs evolve. Networking strategy number five is about building a personal network. This type of network can be designed to impact your preferred lifestyle. It is conceivable that your personal and other networks can overlap, but be sure that when you allow overlapping in your networks, you are not risking the relationships you want to maintain. Some networks, like developmental networks, are built on trust. Others, like power networks, thrive on the absence of trust. If you prefer to build and maintain an authentic network characterized by trust, credibility, and integrity, here are a few tips. Firstly, avoid being the one who is always taking. Balanced reciprocity is important. But reciprocity does not necessarily mean you will always have an opportunity for equal exchange, because you may give more to some than they give to you, but someone else in your network may help you more than you've helped them. Therefore, adopt a service mentality where giving is a conscious and continuous activity. Self-regulation is another way you can maintain your networks. You are destined to encounter diversity. Some will take delight in pushing your buttons. With this in mind, always remember an important thing about networks. Sometimes the most unexpected person shows up to help or support you. So treat people in your network with respect, even when it's difficult to do this. Be genuine. Everyone can spot a fake a mile away, and it is not possible to create a meaningful two-way connection with someone who's pretending. Additionally, fake behavior does not always allow a network to grow in terms of depth of connection. Instead, pretending can stagnate growth because of a lack of trust. The next point is to nurture your network. It is not enough to have an initial conversation and obtain a business card, then file it. On the other hand, you cannot possibly maintain relationships with everyone you meet. Therefore, you want to build the right relationships and maintain those connections. Send occasional emails, acknowledge special events with cards, or send information about something that might be of interest to the person you met. Stay in touch, even if you have to diarize reminders. The next suggestion is to build your brand. It is not enough to build a network of people who won't remember you when opportunities arise. Build your brand in a way that can add value to you and the people in your network. Take steps to remain at the top of mind, because it is especially helpful when people have heard of you in a positive way before you meet them. The next suggestion is to allow your network to be organic. You will change over time, and so will your network. So you will need flexibility to evolve in your network so it can reflect who you are becoming. Network building takes time, a generous attitude, and consistency. Author Keith Ferrazzi summed it up saying, "The currency of real networking is not greed, it's generosity." Thank you for joining me for this episode of Evolve, Mastery for Leading the New World. I invite you to join me this week, Monday and every Monday, for a new podcast.